inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa.
And it's time to hit high gear.
We're rolling back with a My Fix It Up Life rewind with our most asked about guest.
Is Mike Holmes a real deal?
You bet he is. Have you met Ty?
You know it.
And Norm?
Devotees are perhaps the most iconic figure in home improvement, usually just reply with a moment of silence before they ask if he's really that cool. Hint? He is.
So gather your thoughts, grab your megaphones, and step into your bib overalls.
It's time to take it down. Go over to the mortising jig and to move that bus.
Rewind rolls now on My Fix It Up Life.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
And you are back inside My Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa. How are you, baby?
I am doing really well.
Well, that's good. I'm just floored to hear that.
You are floored.
Not really.
No, okay.
No, we spend all the time together.
We do spend all day together. And
we have an exciting show.
I am really excited about today's show because, well, one reason why is because I love all the guests that are on our show. But number two is that we get to sit back and listen to all of these interviews because these are interviews that we've actually done before. And we decided to share with you our three most asked about guests in one show.
People are fascinated, including us, by these three guests.
Yes. You know,
we get asked about these folks and people want to know.
Well, we get asked about a lot of the guests on our show, pretty much all of them. But the ones that we get asked about most are Ty Pennington, Norm, of course.
Of course.
And, you know, and people ask, and you could kind of tell, like, they ask about Mike Holmes. And everyone who asks about each one of those different people asks in a different kind of way.
They come from a different place.
Yes.
Yeah.
A different level of excitement, a different kind of excitement. But those are the three most popular guys that we get asked about.
Totally. Totally. People come from a place of almost reverence for Norm.
Yes. It's a very quiet, very respectful, because he really is the country's most loved carpenter.
He's great.
He really is. He's the most respected. And, you know, I'm just honored and thrilled that I've had opportunities to talk with him and interview him. And then, you know, one thing that, you know, we get asked all the time about Mike Holmes is, is he really that way in real life?
Yes.
And he is.
And he is.
He really is.
He's about 13 feet tall.
He is. And he is extremely, has this massively imposing, like, charisma that is so intoxicating and engaging. And, like, I don't even.
You know when he's there.
You know when he's present, and you know that what he's telling you is all the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Which is totally different from Norm, who is very humble, very relaxed, very genuine in a different way. And then there's Ty, who's insane.
Who?
Who comes at you like a freight train full of energy and ideas and jokes and fun. And he's just super nice, serious guy too.
But at the same time, tempered with humility and kindness.
Yes.
He's not the other end of the spectrum, humble, conceited.
No, he's at the other of energy level. Like,
yeah.
Norm is very relaxed. And Ty is like, you have to be ready, like, and have drank your, like, venti from Starbucks before you go and you hang out with Ty.
That's right.
You have to be ready.
That's right. You gotta have your adrenaline
wheels
level up a little. That's
exactly
right.
Exactly. So I'm really excited that we have had the opportunity in 2011 to interview all three of them. So we have decided to share with you guys these three interviews in one show.
It's going to be exciting. And so is the giveaway that we have.
Well, you know, I love the giveaway that we're doing right now because it's inspired by a really fantastic project that there's a video online that you can watch on YouTube.
Yes, and there's a second video out there for making a snowman.
And where can people go to watch the video, Mark?
They can go to the Works Facebook page. They're all posted there.
W-O-R-X.
W-O-R-X. That's right.
You go and check it out and you'll be inspired to make something because it's absolutely incredible. You know, I saw a project, they like did a snowman with a chainsaw.
That's the video I'm talking about.
Yeah, it was absolutely amazing.
The one that inspired it though was a reindeer project made with the Works chainsaw, the Rockwell jaw horse, and a Rockwell cordless drill driver, which we are giving away.
We are giving away. So you go to My Fix It Up Life and you click on free stuff and you can enter to win this awesome prize. And you know what? If you're listening to this episode and it's a podcast and you go there and you're like, oh my goodness, it's past the date. We're always giving away free stuff. So, you know, there's always awesome prizes that you can win on My Fix It Up Life free stuff.
As they like to say, the pipeline is full. Awesome free stuff.
Well, you know, we are so lucky that we get to share all of these really cool tools and awesome gear with you. I mean, it's absolutely, I'm blown out of my mind all of the cool stuff we've given. We've given away tractors this year.
And manufacturers
we've
go
given
out
away
of their way
like,
for us.
Oh, yeah. We've given away table saws. We've given away miter
prize
saws.
Prize packs full of different kinds of hand tools, power tools.
Yes.
The whole thing.
Yeah. We gave away a prize pack just recently that was $1,000 worth of tools. It's like absolutely blows my mind. And I'm so excited because, you know, it's one thing to be able to have the idea to build something, but it's the other one to have the right tools for the job and that we get to share it is pretty spectacularly awesome.
And that is something that Norm would say.
Yeah.
It's not
he
just
would say
the
spectacularly
tools.
Awesome.
No, the tools don't
I don't
build
think he
it
knows how
you.
To say that.
I can't wait to see him again just so I can just go through this whole thing with him and get his interpretation of you in spectacularly awesome.
Spectacularly awesome?
Yeah.
He would just nod very nicely and
but
say,
but it is something he would say.
Yes.
The tools help you build it. They don't build it.
That's very true.
It is true.
Unless you're like watching Handy Manny. And so in Handy Manny, if you watch that program with your kids, the tools actually do. He says he tells the tools what to do and they go ahead and do it.
So
and there's a little song they sing, too.
I'm ignoring you now. So you're going to want to check out Ty's new show on ABC, The Revolution. You're going to want to check him out at Ty Pennington. We're going to check out This Old House at This Old House. And Mike Holmes at makeitright.ca.
Yes, and we have to go to break. And, you know, keep listening to all these awesome interviews. And we'll
be back with more My Fix It Up Live.
For the hell of it.
Want to turn a kitchen or bath from drab to fab? Tile it yourself with Bondera.
If you can paint or wallpaper, you can put in beautiful new tile yourself using Bondera.
Bondera makes tiling faster, easier, and cleaner than using mortar or mastic.
It's an advanced, pressure-sensitive adhesive on a roll
that repels water, is mold-resistant, and environmentally friendly.
Saving time and money is beautiful with Bondera Tile Mat Set.
Visit BonderaTileMatSet.com for more information.
Or grab a roll at Lowe's today.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says, "Home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story." Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says, "A wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life." Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Thinking of building a deck but not sure what product to use? Make the smart choice. Choose real wood. Pressure-treated wood is the number one decking material and has been for decades. It's easy to find, easy to use, affordable, and beautiful. Its strength and durability make it perfect for decks, gazebos, playsets, and any other backyard project. The authentic look of wood means your backyard project blends into your backyard. Real wood is a perfect complement to nature, and it's simple to maintain. For more information, visit realoutdoorliving.com and follow us under Wood on Facebook.
This is my fix it up life.
And the heavy breathing you hear on my fix it up life is none other
than. That was my faux lighter.
This is the new thumbs up. You can't see it in the dark.
No, you can't really see it in the dark.
Can you light your thumbnail?
No, but you know what's fun? If you soak it in lightning bug juice, you can.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. I do that all the time. Yeah, you know, I was just doing that the other day with our 9-year-old. I mean, like, I mean, it's a home project.
Because they eat bugs. I know. I
definitely
grew up eating bugs.
We're talking with Ty Pennington from Extreme Makeover Home Edition. Right. And I'm so excited to meet you because I've been watching you on TV for a while. I don't want to say how many years because I don't like it when people say
for a while.
I don't want to like age myself personally, so
I try not to.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, but Jurassic period is
totally.
I remember that too.
Yeah,
I was in high school.
But I think I've flattered. Thank you. I've been lucky enough to be on television a while. I would have never guessed. Are you kidding me? It's phenomenal that I'm still there.
How did TV happen to you?
Well, you know, like anything, you've got to make it happen.
You know what? I don't even want
to
be.
You have
in
to have a can-do attitude.
What it is? It's all about the dream.
No. My biggest question now, I have to jump over you because
go ahead.
You basically are on an airplane all of the time, correct?
Yeah, about every 3 days. Yeah.
How do you stay so fit? Like, what do you do? Do you work out on the plane?
She's not making fun of you. You look like you
are in fantastic shape.
No, I just look that way. Inside, it's all just
me. Oh, is it like a, like a Liker suit you
No,
put
it's
on?
Like a great outer shell, but inside, it's like
that
a bag
That is really
of,
cool. It's like I always call it like the jiggly pants that girls put on. You've got like the muscle, you know, suit you put on, Lycra.
I try it. You know what it is? I just run around in parking lots, and I'm always late, so I'm always running. Maybe that's it.
Being late will help you stay fit.
Exactly. Yeah, don't wear a watch. I'm always running.
I'm not wearing a watch.
See?
Step one of Ty Pennington's plan to stay fit. Yeah. Don't wear a watch. Yeah, step two, be late.
It's a great exercise video, too. You just see me just doing nothing.
Now, I saw you on Jimmy Kimmel the other night.
Yes.
Now, is the quilting thing for real?
Yeah, man.
That was a real photo someone took of you?
I'm on the cover of Quilting Home magazine.
Is that real?
That's huge.
It is huge.
That's huge.
And it's true that quilting and jazz is the gift we've given
now,
the world.
Now, was that supposed to be a flattering photo?
you're wearing a ball cap to contain your ego right now from the quilting hit.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. I'm not sure. What was the question?
Was that supposed to be flattering? The photo of you and the quilting thing?
Well,
was that a joke?
It was sort of, yes. But what's funny about the joke is I actually styled the photo because I wanted it to look like that because I think it's hilarious.
It's ridiculous.
Yes.
It is absolutely hilarious.
Well,
and if you don't know what it is, you have to go and watch the clip.
Yeah, because I look sort of like a homeless person.
You do. You look like a homeless woman.
Right.
And you are anything but a homeless woman. You're a very attractive
but
man.
But who needs a quilt more than anybody?
Been a homeless woman.
Exactly.
That's a good point.
You know, I guess.
And here's a segue.
Attractive men don't need to be covered up.
And if they are, it should be a quilt.
It should be a quilt.
Did you knit the quilt? How do you make it?
Quilts.
I designed the fabric. See, a lot of people don't realize I'm a designer. I design home fashion lines for Sears. You know, we're talking bedding, plates, the whole nine yards. You know, I design wallpapers.
I didn't know you designed plates.
I do.
Really?
Well, yes. And even glasses you drink out of. Riddle me that. But yeah, it's
seriously?
What I do. Yeah.
I have to get back to Sears.
Well, you might want to give it a shot. Take a look.
Yeah.
I pride myself in it.
Yes.
I've got a question for you.
Sure.
When?
How do you design that? When you're on the airplane?
When was the last time you slept?
Well, that's a good question. I've been on 6 years. No, but literally the day I was leaving, so here's what's crazy. 3 days ago, I was shooting, I was like doing this tie-dye project in my backyard, but I was also doing this stamp technique, and I'm taking pictures of it, then I put it on my computer. You guys don't really want to hear all this, but the point
is, we have to do this kind
of
stuff.
The truth of it is like I was just working like for 3 days straight on the patterns on my computer and everything because I'm the only one who can do it. Like, I've tried to pass it off to other people, but it just doesn't work. It's not that good.
So
you got to do it yourself. However, I say if you can do it together, it's so much better than doing it alone.
That's good advice for a lot of things.
But yes. This actually, I want to key in on when you get a Ty Pennington design, mm-hmm. you get a Ty Pennington design.
You
haven't handed it off and just said, rubber stamp.
Oh, no, we don't do that.
Yeah, that's good.
Awesome.
That's really good for
but
everybody.
But I've done
listening.
That on my lingerie. I just put my name on it because I don't.
Do you just sign random lingerie, too? Just, you know.
You know, there's a girl ready to throw her bra to us right now. Ma'am,
oh,
ma'am,
my,
please.
Yeah,
please.
I've spantagingly been working on this for weeks. No, but yeah, when I design something, I want to be proud
so
of it.
You so you do have a home.
I do have a home, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
What
yes.
part of the country do you
live
in?
It's in California. It's in Venice. It's really killer. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Sweet. Like, I go and do laundry there. It's a beautiful place.
Now, have you seen it?
I have a roommate that really enjoys it.
Now, Extreme Makeover has been on hiatus for a while, but you
about
are still...
About 3.5 weeks. Yeah.
Yeah. So is that just like the most time you get off?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. I'm already starting to gear up for like going back.
Okay.
So yeah, you got to plan your like time off really well. Because I mean, it is. It's the greatest job I'll ever have, but it's like 9 months out of a year. So mm-hmm. you got to like really...
And it's all on. You're all on 9 months.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 7 days a week.
But it's awesome. It's like, I guess it's it's probably a little bit like being in the trenches with, like a sort of an army of do-gooders that, you know. But it's
yeah, it's that camaraderie. It's, I don't want to call it a red badge of courage, but it's a badge of you're all there, you're all moving forward to the same goal.
Let's not call it a badge.
Goal.
Let's call it a plaque. Because plaque's such a great word. It's
plaque
like,
is
like
a great
plaque.
Word.
Of,
plaque is a good word unless you're a dentist, I have
no,
to say.
No, it's a great word if you're a dentist because
you
that's
get money
your,
from
your
people having plaque. So I want to ask you about Ty the Tool Guy.
Oh, my God, yes.
Where did that come from?
Here's what's crazy. That took 9 months to make.
Really?
Okay, so, yeah, I did the VO for it, right? So they had the sketches.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it took them 9 months to do the animation. But what's so amazing is, like, I've had more people come up and talk to me about that because clearly we're in a baby boom. You know
well,
I mean?
I've
like,
seen
wow.
it several times because we have a 2.5-year-old.
Nice.
So, yeah, I'm very familiar.
And she turns you guys on to it?
He
turns you on to it. Nice.
And now I'm singing the song in my head for the theme song for the show, Wow Wow Wubsy.
Yeah.
This is why we came to the National Hardware Show.
Right.
To talk about Wow Wow Wubsy.
Now, Diane Corman...
Sure.
She says that you basically live on peanuts and Coke. Is that right?
The beverage, yes.
Yes. Coca-Cola.
Thanks for clearing that up.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Otherwise. It's just an unhealthy diet. but I'm from the South, so I grew up on, yeah. But, yeah, whenever I get, like, what does he say? One of those moments where I'm like, I'm so exhausted. I'm like, I'm sorry. What'd you say? And they're like, okay, he needs Coke and peanuts. So then people fly it in. They literally just throw it in my face. And
no, you're
like, oh, wow, that's so much better.
They throw a whole can of soda.
That used to work. It still does. It sort of motivates.
Okay.
Well, you know what I'm noticing here, too? I'm doing the My Fix It Up Life detective work. Because anybody can put on clothes that look like whatever, you know, like you're out on the job site, you're doing stuff.
Oh, right.
But I did the boot check. You can't fake the boots.
No.
And your boots are all mangled and scuffed up from living it.
You can't fake hairy knuckles either. You know what I mean?
No, you can't.
No way to hide them.
Care to elaborate on that? Because I don't know what
I'm not
happening.
Sure what that means exactly.
I don't know if that's a secret code. And if no matter what I say, like I just joined a club.
I don't know if I want you in that club, dear. I'm going to have to check into the details.
Here's
of
our
that.
Tagline for when we post this show online. Ty Pennington keys in Harry Knuckles.
Yeah, can you write a song right now called Harry Knuckles? That would be awesome.
Done.
Okay.
Tim, how's it go?
It'll take less than Harry Knuckles.
Scuffs on the boots.
Scuffs on the boots.
Nice.
There you go. See, not 9 months.
He's a jingle master.
He is. We're very lucky.
Now, what's next for you? You're blown out of here to do something like across the hall or at the main stage.
Actually, Discovery, the last shuttle is going up, and I'm on it. So I'm very excited about it. So, yeah, I fly to Florida, and then I'll be going up in the space shuttle. Lance, whatever his name is, got booted off, and I'm in. So I'm pretty excited.
Wait.
Lance Armstrong? Right now you're looking at me like I might be serious. That is so awesome.
I'm like, what are you talking about?
No.
We just got totally...
No, I
totally played.
I'm like, what are you talking about?
No, I wanted to, but there's no room. No room, but yeah. But we did launch a house into space, which is pretty phenomenal.
I remember that. We actually went to the build there.
We went to that
space.
Really?
Yeah. We were on. We did a radio show from there.
Yep.
That was back in January.
Yeah, you were not there. You were in South Carolina.
Surprising.
So they told you about my schedule, and that's how you know.
And the funniest thing too is a friend I went to college with. I went to architecture school. He was the architect on the project in South Carolina while we were at the build that did a radio show in Florida.
Oh, that's right.
So we were at the Alpha, he was at the Bravo.
So you guys know about why, that's what's crazy, because I do two at the same time.
That's the part where you're on the plane
the
time. That's
all about stem cell research, because I need a clone stat.
Do you have a clone, really?
I need one.
Yeah?
How
would you allow your clone to actually pull a salary, or would you take that draw?
Oh, yeah, how would you work that?
I don't know.
I'd
probably talk to my, that's a tough question.
Yeah, talk to your agent or something about that.
Because, that guy's going to be just as much of a, a stickler as I am. So I think it'd be fair to share in it, though. But the beauty of it is you get twice the work and twice the amount done.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
You'd have to bump that down to legal or bioethics. We have a bioethics department.
Oh, do you?
Fix It Up Life. Yeah,
that's awesome.
It's fundamental.
We just started it right now.
It's right next to marketing, and then,
bioethics.
Bioethics,
Sweet.
Don't even know what that is.
So, yeah, the Alpha Bravo. So, you're flying back and forth. So, you surprise the family, and then you go...
Well, start to, surprise the family, get to know them, get to know their story, find out... get a plan together what I'm going to do project-wise, because that's the thing is I really do, I leave such a detailed plan. Sometimes it's in a CAD file that cannot go wrong. It's three-dimensional, you know what I mean? So, and it's only the times that I leave a rough sketch that things get a little, that's not exactly what I meant. So I have to, make sure people understand exactly what I'm doing. And a lot of times I do, because I try and customize the furniture in each room that I do, because I really want it to be personal. But sometimes I have to design it and then leave it to be cut out and sort of pieced together until I get back, because I'm leaving after we tear down the house to go start another one.
Right.
And then just as we tear down that one, I turn around and go back and then bring those guys home the next day. And then once we're done there, fly back and bring those other guys home.
So
how do you fly back and forth? Do you fly commercial? Did they have a plane for you?
Because yeah.
Wait
a minute.
Hold on a second.
Wow.
There's a robot going by.
Can you get this guy to swing around back here?
That's
amazing.
Just do a drive by. Can he go up on that thing?
What is that?
Sure, we can do that.
This is really happening right
this
now.
This is really happening.
That is very cool.
Wow.
There's your clone.
There it is. Yeah. Really, I need a clone.
You need a clone?
Yeah. Yeah, that's all I need is another clown.
You need another clown.
That is fantastic.
Holy! This is a family show, Williams.
Wow,
if
that's
play music. I can do it to guitar too.
Oh my goodness!
Is he playing guitar?
Oh yeah.
Oh wow!
Oh, he's dancing too.
Wow! Amazing. I got to get one of those.
How often are you not the center of attention?
Wow, lately, as a child, never.
And in your family.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have,
Let's put it this way. Let's put it this way. When I came home from the hospital, my brother threw a bottle at me. That's just awesome.
I can't compete with that. Do you come from a big family?
No, a small family.
Yeah?
Yeah, we're
Why'd
like
you have to
think
about it? 6 foot.
Yeah, no one's really that tall.
No, not really. Yeah.
I used to be 6'2", but I've been carrying
you traveling so much has made it kind
condensed.
Of difficult.
Now, when do you find, when do you actually do the designs? You meet these people.
I do it on the computer, on the plane.
On the plane.
Yeah.
And that's when you're designing things for Sears, too. You're designing things
I
for
try
Sears.
I try and do those.
You're designing things for Extreme Makeover. Do you have, four computers going at once on an airplane?
My desktop's pretty crowded, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And you're a Mac guy?
I am, indeed.
And you got a big, giant MacBook Pro that's with a big screen?
I just got a 17-inch.
17-inch?
Is it like my Mac here?
Is it like that
it's
one?
It's a little bigger than that. I like a bigger screen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Makes you feel like you're doing more.
Yes, it does.
Makes you feel more important.
Yeah, I carry around a flat screen TV on a rope. You know, that's how it makes me feel like I'm doing it.
You carry around this robot.
That guy's phenomenal.
Yeah, he is.
Just, wow.
Yeah.
So, do you have to plug in to recharge? I'm just curious.
No, I just plug in because if I don't recharge, I sure burn. Burn. I'm just kidding. It's robot humor.
He's got the drum thing.
Time, all right, as a cousin of mine once said.
Thank you very much.
I need music to lead because that's how I roll.
That's how I roll.
Yeah. Anybody got their own guitar? Let's do it.
Nice.
Oh my goodness.
And now
I think everyone needs theme music to leave too.
This is the best way to leave right there. I mean, you gotta have exit music.
I know.
And that's heavy metal from the Ironclad booth.
It is.
You can't make that up.
Yeah. That is pretty cool.
You cannot make that up. So these people really get I wanna say this because you go out on the street and we tell people like first of all, one of the reasons like if you pass something off and it gets messed up, it's because you can't trust Ed Sanders. That guy's a mess.
We don't even know where he's from.
He smells fantastic.
That's just he does not want to talk about it. No one
wants to. Fantastic.
How do you know what he smells like?
Because I've gotten to hug him a bunch of times.
Interesting. Wow.
Yeah. So now
I said, I'll gather up some soil.
You need to smell him next time you burn around.
I have smelled it. Not my particular brand of fragrance.
Ship her his laundry.
I will. I don't want his laundry. I'll get some dirty.
He's married. I know I'm married. But, like, he's handsome.
Yeah, I've heard that. I've heard that from women that he's a very handsome man.
He is.
Yeah.
He's charming.
Yeah.
But
I
he's handsome.
Dude,
and
I
then he
know.
Starts talking.
I know.
And then it's just like, I'm just, like, in awe.
So.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, accents can do that. They, you know.
There's gorgeous, gorgeous people all over the place at Extreme Makeover Home Edition. They're just gorgeous.
Well, that's what we recruit. It's not. You know,
it's not based on talent.
You just have to be good looking.
Right.
I mean, Paige is gorgeous, and Tracy is gorgeous.
Well, I mean, that's really what our talent is. It's skin deep, and that's what
we're doing. Well, and that's a good segue to.
And they smell good too.
We talk to people out in the world, and we say, you know, we're going to meet you. We're going to meet Ed Sanders.
People out in the world?
Outside
of the trade show.
Oh, okay.
Outside of the trade show.
Sometimes we forget that there's a world out there.
Yeah.
Outside of construction and design. And then. We get the, they don't do it in a week. Come on. It tied
in.
It's less than a week.
I know. It's less than a week.
Yeah, we build it in 4 days.
Yeah.
But you know why? You know why? Because we don't do it alone. We do it together. And so do you guys know about this whole campaign? Do you guys even know why I'm here?
You're here for Sears.
Yeah, they're doing this Do It Together campaign, which is really a cool thing.
Okay. Tell us about it.
Tell us.
No, actually, it really is.
No, really. Tell us about it.
Well, basically what they're doing is, they started this thing, which is the Do It Together campaign. So basically they're trying to give tools to people that, use the tools in their talent in their community that want to make a good positive change, right? And so they're looking for people's stories so they can send the tools out to these guys so they can really, like, whether it be help a kid's baseball field or do something for a community center or that kind of a thing, you know, they're looking for those kind of stories. And so they're sending out these toolboxes, right, out to these communities that really need the help. So if you go to the website, if you tweet, what's the thing? What's the tweet again? Yeah, she's on the phone. Anyway,
so it's a secret. We don't want you to know.
But if you tweet Blue Tool Crew, anyway, you can sign up for that community and maybe one of those toolboxes will show up out there, which is great, as it'll be in the right hands.
So you share your story to try to qualify or try to get chosen to receive all these.
Unsung heroes. And so,
okay.
And the other one, if you go to Facebook.com/ Sears Blue Tool Crew, there's also this contest looking for, like, the unsung heroes and dad, basically the guy who has the tools and, like, really wants to do positive things in his community. And so they're going to give him $30,000 toward the community
$30,000.
Which is awesome.
That's
anyway,
incredible.
So that's why I'm here, just because, like, it's great to be able to, like, send these tools into the right hands of people. Because it's great that we, like, do really cool things in communities and you get to see it on TV. But there's so many people out there that are doing it that are sort of unknown. And
yes.
So that's really what today is about. It's about this initiative to let sort of people know about these unsung heroes that are out there trying to make differences as well.
And people are doing is good stuff for other people all over the country. And
yes.
I hear you guys get 200 applications a week for Extreme Makeover.
Well, more like 2,000.
200 a day. Maybe that's what
it is. 200 a day.
Yeah. It's incredible how many people. And then, you know, for Sears to be able to do that, to really touch people in the community to be able to help is just absolutely
wonderful.
And I'm sure they're capturing video and photos and their stories and everything that they're going to post up online so that everyone can share in it too.
Yeah, yeah, and that's a cool
inspiring.
Thing.
It makes you want to do good things in your community too. When I see stuff like that, it makes me feel like I should be doing more.
It's contagious.
It is contagious. A good contagious.
You know what else is contagious?
Oh, our break?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We have to take one.
We'll be back.
Well, thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for joining us.
Yes.
And
we'll be back in a minute with more My Fix It Up Live.
And I hope you're not contagious.
Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad that you became my wife.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with ThermaTrue fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting ThermaTrue.com and Fipon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
Replacing a roof is a major investment. When considering your options, make sure to investigate synthetic roofing slate and shake tiles from DaVinci Roofscapes. Cost-effective and made to last, DaVinci's weather-resistant roofing tiles have a 50-year warranty. A DaVinci roof provides long-term comfort and security, along with adding great beauty to the exterior. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci Slate and Shake Tiles. For more information, visit DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624.
Thinking about building a deck? Before you build, take time to dream a little.
And check out Destination Deck Series at RealOutdoorLiving.com for deck plans designed for every style of home.
Unique and customizable, click right through for a custom deck plan that fits your family and your home.
Your decking material of choice, real natural wood. It's durable, beautiful, safe, and the best choice for the environment.
Spend your days outdoors enjoying fun, food, and family. And your beautiful new real wood deck.
RealOutdoorLiving.com.
Wood. It's real.
Want to turn a kitchen or bath from drab to fab? Tile it yourself with Bondera.
If you can paint or wallpaper, you can put in beautiful new tile yourself using Bondera.
Bondera makes tiling faster, easier, and cleaner than using mortar or mastic.
It's an advanced, pressure-sensitive adhesive on a roll
that repels water, is mold-resistant, and environmentally friendly.
Saving time and money is beautiful with Bondera Tile Mat Set.
Visit BonderaTileMatSet.com for more information.
Or grab a roll at Lowe's today.
And you're inside My Fix It Up Life in a special remote inside a secret location called the Peabody Hotel. I'm joined by my wife Teresa, surreptitiously one workwear clad Mike Holmes.
You're gonna have to check his badge. Did you read that?
Mike, do you have any press credentials? Oh, that's you in a magazine. Seen 4,000 times on the way to the hotel. Mike, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing really good, Mark. I'm having fun here. It's a little cold. It's for Florida. I'm in my coat, and that kind of sucks, but it is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we noticed that when we walked across the street, rushing to get here, icicles were coming out of our noses.
I don't think there were icicles coming out of our noses, but it's so much warmer here than it is back home. We're from Philadelphia.
It is. We have about a foot of snow on the ground, I guess. What's going on where you are in Canada?
I think last night we got about 8 inches on the ground, and we haven't had snow for a while. As a matter of fact, New York got way more snow than us all year so far. 8 inches, that's not so bad. I'll pull out my skidoo.
Do you ride one?
I do, every chance I can, which is not too often. Put it this way, I bought two brand new ones last year, and they're still brand new. But I intend to get on them this year.
Yeah, just like we intend to take a vacation sometime in our lives.
Oh, that's one of my favorite questions. So do you take vacation? Do you take vacation at all?
Truthfully, I usually don't get time off until around Christmas. It's just because that's the way my life is. I guess I own the company, so I'm the boss. So it's not like I can call myself and say, Mike, I'm really getting tired and I want a break. Because I probably won't listen. So, you know, last year was the first year in 10 years since I started the television that I took 2 weeks off in the summer. I'd never done that before. and I went up on my boat, and I sort of melted on the dock, and I went out in the water, and I realized how beautiful life was. And now I've got this really big itch to buy a bigger boat and try and do more time on the boat. So I think in a way it was a good thing, and it's starting to show me that I better start taking time off.
Well, you've got a bunch of kids too, right?
Yep.
Yeah, and you got a bunch of kids, so we have two kids, and we kind of know what it's like to have your time consumed by parenting. I was going to ask a bad question there. I'm going to hand it to my wife right now to ask another question.
Oh, really? That's so nice. When you get into trouble, you always have to point to your wife.
Yeah, I was going to completely throw him under the bus.
You don't throw him under the bus.
No.
Well, we're sitting here, and I am looking at the new, Holmes magazine, and you're holding the tiny little tree in your hand on the cover of the magazine, and I'm wondering, is that, like, who came up with that? I mean, you have tree huggers, but you're a tree holder in this.
The idea is that, okay, green is a color. It looks green. It's environmental. You know, I'm big on environmental. If we're going to do it, let's do it for all the right reasons, such as building communities, homes. Everything about it should be clean air. Should be good for the planet, should be good for the people, and let's start building freaking better. How come we're not doing that? This is really starting to get on my nerves. I'm putting it in a magazine now, and everything that I say and everything I do is in that magazine, and the idea is that hopefully it can help educate you. Have you read it yet?
If by read you mean subscribe to, the answer is yes. It was a birthday present for me, Christmas present.
Well, yeah, last year at the International Builders Show, we met with Mike Dunphy, the publisher of the magazine, and as soon as he started talking about Holmes Magazine, I went out and I ordered a subscription.
Yeah, we got the Canadian one.
We do,
We're early adopters.
We're early adopters.
Yeah. So what is the editorial initiative you're working on in the magazine now?
For me, it's making sure the stories are in there that I want in there. Again, proofreading it to make sure that I'm happy with it. And it's actually gotten harder. And the reason I can say that is because it was bi-monthly, and now it's almost every single month, 10 a year plus a special. That's pretty well every month. So if I thought I was busy every 2 months doing this, never mind Holmes Communities, Holmes, a television show. Oh, wait a minute, three television shows. Sort of just sped it up a little bit.
You know, at watching Mike go through that list, I took a closer look. He's actually two-dimensional now because they've had to slice him in threes. The back parts are back somewhere else doing something else.
Now, I think we're busy in our lives, but that just makes it seem like, do you sleep at all? I mean, do you rest ever?
I do. I try to make sure I go to bed at a half decent time. It's usually around 12. I get up at 5 or 6 in the morning. But ironically, I wake up with the answer. So I go to sleep thinking about everything, and it's like I dream about it. And so do I work all the time? I mean, come on. Yes and no. So how bad is it? Work is work. I love what I do. It's just like you guys. You must love your job. You work together. You're still smiling at each other. That's a really good sign. And you're playing with each other. That's great. It means you love what you do. I think as long as you love it, you're going to keep doing it. It's when it gets to you to the point that I'm not happy anymore with what we're doing, I think that's when I'd make a change in my life. But it is what I do.
Well, I have a question for you. We all know you from being in our living rooms. And being on TV.
You're in our living room a lot,
and having the sort of the hero narrative to Holmes on Holmes. But what was Holmes the remodeler like before TV happened?
Same guy. You know, when the TV thing happened, it's only because they had a big mouth and told them what type of show I thought they should have. And I went off about it, and they said, well, we want a pilot right away. And then I laughed. I said, I'm a contractor. I'm not a TV guy. I'm giving you an idea. Run with it. They kept pushing me to the point about what I do, what I say. In other words, let's make a change. I'm sick and tired of this. I'm sick and tired of that. And their words were, well, why don't you educate everyone at once? And I thought, yes, okay, he caught me. Am I the same? I'm the same guy. I don't act. I don't read a script. There's nothing on the show that's really set. It's funny. Follow the puck. It's really simple. Follow me through. We're going to film like crazy. We're going to edit it, put together a television show that really is really simplicity. Is I'm going to help you and hopefully help the viewers by watching. So I'm going to help a homeowner in trouble and hopefully help you by watching. And I think it's just a simple formula.
You know, that kind of dovetails with, now I'm just jumping on your coattails here, but one of the things that we've talked about Here's why I'm like Mike Holmes. No.
Okay.
One of the things that I've thought about in my contracting life, and I built before I got into this for 20 years, give or take.
Don't age yourself, dear.
15? 5? So I worked for somebody for 6 months, but here's what I thought. We always try to leave it better than we found it. You know, if I was working on someone's house and I built a deck, I'd rake up the yard after the deck was built. And it sounds like you bring that same kind of thing. It's all about leaving it better than you found it.
I would like to think that everyone has that attitude, but unfortunately they don't. A bad sign of a bad contractor is that they don't clean up after themselves. And, wow, they don't even clean up your house. If you have that integrity, it's the same theory that when you're working on your own home, you're going to keep it clean, you're going to make it look good, and you're bringing that thought pattern into the job site. So that means you're a good guy, and I like you more.
I like you, too.
Oh, thanks, baby. This is awesome. We're doing great.
You feel pretty good, and everyone likes you.
This is a first.
It
is a
first.
The whole room is...
It will change.
Yeah. So we've got 2 of 3. I'm married to 1.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, that's good. Now, one question I have is, it's clear that you're a master of many trades. So plumbing, electrical, framing, rafters, trim, whatever it is. Is there one particular element of building a house that throws you or challenges you more than any other?
No.
Give me the microphone.
No, honestly, like, who can know everything? It's not that I know everything. The truth was, from being young, I mean, doing electrical at 6, finishing my first basement at 12, plumbing, stairs, rails, electrical, bar. I mean, that was the first basement I ever did. Sure, I made mistakes, but hopefully you learn from your mistakes as you go. If anything became a challenge for me, it was just... I got to find out how to do that better. And when things didn't look like they're working right, I had to know why. Because one thing I've learned probably from my father many years ago, it isn't about how, it's about why. Why becomes a very simple pattern when you say how. So if I said it this way, here's how you install a toilet. Well, that sucks, okay? Because if I teach you why to install it a certain way, you're never going to forget how easy it was to install that toilet.
Amount of times I've tried to explain that to people, because we do demonstrations at the remodeling show and JLC Live and things like that, and one of the things that we do is we talk about bathrooms, and the first thing I say is, there's no one thing in here I need to tell a professional contractor how to do. You can't lay out a plate if you can't screw up drywall to the wall properly. This clinic's not for you. It's all about the why. Here's why you do it this way. So I'll show you this one thing, and you can solve the other problems that I can't create here for you at a trade show. So once again, we kind of find ourselves a little in lockstep. And I guess I'm just fired up to not be alone anymore.
It's so true. It is true. I know. You're totally fired up right now.
It is. And it's Mike said it, and I don't want to steal thunder at all, but what he said is so important for anybody, professional or DIYer, working on their house. It's about learning how to solve the problem, not tab A, slot B. That'll take care of itself. Is that kind of what the path you're going down?
Absolutely, yes. You talked about drywall, how easy it is, but do people know why they should use maybe just a mold-free drywall? Like, is green drywall good enough for your bathroom, which was first designed many, many, many years ago? And right now, it's still a minimum code in any tile area. Now, should you use a green drywall? The answer is no. Like, throw it out. As a matter of fact, get rid of it. It shouldn't be sold in the stores. It should be a blue drywall. And when I say blue, it's only a brand color to a company that makes it. But why I like the blue is it's water resistant, which is the green, right? But it's mold resistant, so it's not going to mold. And better yet, why should I use a concrete board when it comes to tile and not a drywall? So no matter how you look at this, every product should be mold resistant, zero VOC. But then you start to upgrade as to why should it be a concrete board rather than a mold resistant drywall? Because the concrete board's stronger and it's going to last many, many years. So we can keep doing this. We can talk for a while, you and I especially, about using better products and why. And I think once the homeowners start to realize everything about their bathroom for why, they're going to spend their money right, and they're never going to have to fix it again. That I like.
and we're going to have to leave it there. Mike's got to go. We've got to go. Of course, we want to stay, but we're going to take a break. And that's next. My Fix It Up Lab. Can
you get a break to get better? The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Thinking of building a deck but not sure what product to use? Make the smart choice. Choose Real Wood. Pressure-treated wood is the number one decking material and has been for decades. It's easy to find, easy to use, affordable, and beautiful. Its strength and durability make it perfect for decks, gazebos, playsets, and any other backyard project. The authentic look of wood means your backyard project blends into your backyard. Real Wood is the perfect complement to nature, and it's simple to maintain. For more information, visit realoutdoorliving.com and follow us under Wood on Facebook.
What a perfect day to play left right there.
We're here with Norm Abram, and I said that he's the nation's favorite carpenter, but he's actually my second favorite, I have to say. My husband always comes first.
Good for you.
Okay.
That's
just
off,
to get that all clear.
Nice.
Yeah.
And I can't say better carpenter.
Well,
no.
Favorite.
Favorite.
I mean,
yeah. You know what I mean?
I'm comfortable with that. Yeah.
I mean, I get it.
But really, we told some people that, you know, people that we're going to talk to you today, and out of their minds that we would get a chance to talk with you. And just the amount of people that asked us to get your autograph, it's outrageous.
Actually, while you talk, could you just scroll on the back of this
sign
phone?
500 times.
Just 500 times.
Do a little Bart Simpson. Yeah. I will not build Jaeger furniture.
That's too good. So you're here at the International Builder Show, but you've been out in L.A. a lot lately.
Yeah, we started our second This Old House project for the season in L.A. back in August, actually. We tend to start those a little bit sooner than we have in the past because the projects are is a good-sized project, number one. And number two, it's 10 episodes. In the old days, we'd do like 20 episodes in New England and 6 episodes, and then it became 18 and 8. But lately, we've devoted more time to our remote projects. And we didn't go out of the New England area last year, so we found this project in L.A. County. And Deb Hood, our producer, looked at several projects, 7 or 8 projects, brought them back, laid them out on the table, and I was immediately drawn to the one that we finally decided to go to. It's in Silver Lake. It's up above L.A. in the hills. It's the most historic houses in L.A. County, and it's where all the big movie studios are. And they actually work in animation, so we got a little inside track to one of the movie studios.
Cool.
That
house,
is so cool.
The house is really cool.
Yeah.
It's a 1933 Spanish colonial revival, and it's only like 1,200 square feet, and it basically hasn't been touched since it was built.
You're kidding.
How is that possible?
Well, they still had the California cooler. You know what a California cooler is?
I do not. Do you, darling?
I might, but you're going to have to tell
it's
me.
It's sort of like in England and in New England, you might call it a larder. It's a place you keep your food. And basically, it's a... It's a closet with slotted shelves, and it brings air through the bottom of the house and takes it out through the roof, and it actually keeps a nice constant cool temperature so you can keep your produce and some of the vegetables you might have.
Yeah.
That was still there. They're using that as a liquor cabinet now.
Oh.
Well, you want to keep your liquor fresh.
But the cabinet, it was so small that they had an adjacent room with the refrigerator and the dishwasher, and the kitchen had so little room. Whoever created this kitchen made these pull-out extensions for the counters so you'd have a place to put things down. The bathroom was original, and it was bigger than the kitchen, which was odd.
What? Really?
It was bigger than it had a big walk-in shower and the
wow.
whole thing.
Sure. That, good design.
That's uncommon.
Is that in your next book?
That was like, don't build your shower bigger than your kitchen, or vice versa. it was nice that it was untouched. I always like going into how structurally it seemed pretty sound, considering all the earthquakes they have, and that we're 2 miles from a fault.
Oh,
block house, stick frame.
It's a stick frame, stuccoed on uh-huh. the exterior, clay tile roof.
Yeah.
A lot of Moorish influence in it. The openings in the doors come up and arch and then come to a point.
Right.
So you have that look. Beautiful floors. The original floors in the house are beautiful. Cove ceilings. A few cracks here and there, but they just needed room. Their family's growing.
Right.
And so the job is add on, go up in the backside, and do a huge seismic retrofit.
Wow, a seismic retrofit. Right. Have you ever done that before?
Yeah, well, this is our fourth project in California.
Okay.
And the second Santa Barbara project that we did, we got into it there a little bit. On this one, I think we're getting into it a little bit more, even to the point where we went up to a test lab where they have what they call a shake table.
A shake table. I've seen that on the Science Channel.
Yeah. There's like four of them in the country, and we got to see it happen. You'll see it on the show.
Yeah.
It's not quite as dramatic as we had hoped, and it only lasted about 15 seconds, so you're trying to like, okay, did we get it?
You can't blink for that.
So that episode of This Old House is boring?
No, it's not boring. But,
you can't blink during that. You can't go to the bathroom. It's that 15 seconds. Right. Yeah.
But we did it. There was two tests that we showed, and we had a lot of discussion about the fasteners and so forth, and we learned a lot. I learned a lot even from before about what the approach is, because our house is in 1966, a fault was found 2 miles away, as I said, and it puts our house in a category E, which is one from the top.
Right.
Oh, wow.
So when you build a new frame, new construction, you've got metal hold downs, you've got shear panel, you got all that other stuff. What happens to the existing structure? Was it open enough to retrofit those things in?
Yeah, we could get into some areas where we had to, put additional bolting to the foundation, build shear walls, which will, in the new section, which will actually strengthen a lot of the old section. So you can accomplish that basically we took the whole back half of the house and pretty much took all the walls down and then had to do a huge retrofit in the basement. New beams. We had some great dramatic...
What were the beams that were there?
Well, I'm sure you've seen this. It's like a couple 2x8s on a 4x4 just nailed together.
Yes.
And someone came along, and their seismic retrofit was a little flimsy T-brace that they... Now we're putting bolts that are this long and hold downs and rods and, the whole deal.
Now, what is the family's reaction to that? Are they like, oh, my goodness, I can't believe we've been living in this house with that kind of construction? And that, or they just thank God you're here?
Well, they've lived there a long time. And let's face it, the house has been there since 1933. And mm-hmm. it's gone through a lot of minor earthquakes, which is very, normal in California. I think for them, what they feel now is, they have a young girl, and they're expecting another child by the time we finish this project, and it's just going to make the house safer for their family. I mean, it's not about saving the house. And I think people misunderstand that. Seismic retrofitting is not about saving the house. It's about protecting the occupants.
Right.
Well, I would be nervous knowing that my family's been in this house for all this time and that the house wasn't as safe as it could be.
Yeah. I'm sure if
I'm saying thank God that we are all okay.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, I have a question. When we go to our friends' houses and they were working on a project and they want to show off, look at this, I did. And, sometimes Mark encounters, people will hang their crown molding upside down.
Yeah.
and he has to, you know.
I got to go to my quiet place.
Now, do you ever
You're
have
just
that?
Like me.
I want to know what your reaction
is. I'll give you an example. Several years ago, we were up at our best friend's home, camp, up on a lake in New Hampshire. And every 4th of July, there's a huge party. So they brought us to this place called The Church. It's this huge house. And my first reaction was, looking at it, nothing really special about this. So, of course, they bring me in, and the owner is like, he's all proud, and he's taking me through every single room. And I'm not saying a word. And my wife says, to me, she goes, you didn't say anything. You didn't say very much. I said, if you got nothing good to say, you don't say anything at all.
Oh, no. That's exactly what happens to my show.
Yeah, so what do you think?
Interesting.
Yeah. Wow, that crown is right up by the ceiling. Sure is.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
So now when you travel to wherever the out-of-town stuff is, what do you bring with you as far as tools go, like your tool pouch and things of that nature?
It depends. I mean, this is a project that's quite far away. I'm not doing as many trips to this one, so I'm playing more of a hosting role here and the special locations, like going to the seismic thing, going to the cabinet maker's shop. And I did work with him a little bit. They made a special panel for the refrigerator wall. And, you know, there's not a lot of time there. We got a lot of other people. We got a great general contractor. And he's sort of an in-house design build group. So he's got, you know, his own plasterers, his own electricians. And so I've been doing a lot of interviews with them. There's just not enough time these days on those projects, like in the past, for me to actually build some kind of piece for the actual homeowners. It's unfortunate, but, you know, that's just the way it's turned out.
That's just the way the time goes.
Yeah, it's a time issue.
Unfortunately. Yeah.
Now, I was watching something, and I might have this wrong, but it was the Auburndale house. Mm-hmm. You and Kevin and Tom tore down what I think was a sleeping porch.
Yeah, there was an old porch off the back.
On the back of it, and there was a lot of, I would call this question, if I had to give it a title, the dangers of DIY. Yeah. Or the dangers of not pulling permits. Because when you pulled it down, it was rotten to the point of bark mulch and stuff like that. And I guess what I'm asking is, can you describe that a little bit?
Yeah, well, it was added onto the house. It wasn't original, and it was under structure to start out with. And it had flimsy windows, and it just had to go. And so, you know, we picked it apart to a certain point. And you know, demolition is like, you just reverse construction. You basically, the rule always is you don't start at the bottom and go up. You start at the top and work your way down. So we picked away at it. And then we got to the point where we just had the first floor there. And we said, there's got to be an easier way to take this thing down because these columns are so flimsy. So we basically, that was kind of a dramatic moment at the end of the show where we set it up so that we could knock out all the columns and the whole thing would just come down as to close the show.
Wow. And,
well, to close the show and to close the segment.
There you go.
It just
this
starts getting good. And we're out of time. We're out of time, so we'll see you next on my Fix It Up Life.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with ThermaTrue fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting ThermaTrue.com and Fipon.com.
You're back inside my Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa.
I'm Teresa.
I'm Mark, and I never get used to those guys.
I never do either. And you know what might be really kind of weird? But I have to say, I'm going to admit that I'm going to do this, is I'm going to re-listen to this show on podcast.
Well, I am too. And Holmes's drive and his passion for building a beautiful, well-functioning house, love it. Norm comes at it from the same goal, but sort of a different approach. And then Ty, charts off the charts.
Yeah, his energy is like ridiculous. And I always feel like really happy and motivated after I'm with him. You know what I mean? It's just like he is like a I don't know. He kind of reminds me of Jack a little bit, our three-year-old, like a bundle of energy.
Yes, but it's not random energy. His love of design.
Are you trying to say that my three-year-old has random energy?
No, I'm trying to actually say because he's not my three-year-old. He's somebody else's.
I guess the three-year-old does have random energy. But Ty, I don't know. I don't know how he gets all the things done in his life. Like, I don't know how he is able to juggle everything. And there's absolutely no one that I've ever met or I've ever heard of who could have endured the schedule of Extreme Makeover for as many years as he has.
With a smile.
With a smile and with kindness and graciousness and going out to the crowds. You know, we've seen him go out and talk to people and take time for everyone while he's on a plane every 3 days. And it's just...
We literally heard him say, a parent say to him, "You're my daughter's hero."
Well, yeah, a lot of people have said that to him that I've heard too. And it's just because, and you know, because they watch him on TV is one thing. But, you know, it's pretty spectacular how much he spends time with people. And he, I don't know, it's kind of cool. Like, I'm pretty excited about his new show too. I'm going to totally watch
it. The Revolution on ABC.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely have to check that out with one of your favorite people. Tim Gunn.
Yes, I love Tim. I kind of really heart him in a way that I never actually want to meet him because it's kind of really a little bit much. So, but anyway, don't forget to go online and check us out at myfixituplife.com. Enter to win free stuff.
That's right. And when you win it, send us your videos, photos of your project.
Follow us on Twitter. Check us out on Facebook. And you know what?
What?
You're going to have to tune in next week for more My Fix It Up Life. I'm so glad.